You know, there are two kinds of people who face life. Those who seemingly are always overcome with life's problems. And those who rise above the disappointments of life with a refreshing positiveness about life's ultimate outcome. In the evening of his life, David said, "I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread," Psalms 37:25. From the context of Psalms 37:23 and 24, let's investigate about the good or good people and see who they really are. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37:23. Which means under God's guidance, directed by his counsel. He orders by means of an outward law under the law of Christ, 1 Corinthians 9:21. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name or authority of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost," Acts 2:38. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," Matthew 6:33. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord," reads 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Lord orders by means of an inward force. "For the love of Christ constraineth us," 2 Corinthians 5:14. That is, the love of Christ holds us together with him, is the idea. "We love because he first loved us," 1 John 4:19. "We therefore bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ," 2 Corinthians 10:5. Yes, God moves us, but it is all consistent with our spiritual freedom. The psalmist declared, "He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord," Psalms 40 and verse 3. The Lord orders through revelation, but we choose. The psalmist cried, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me," Psalms 119:133. So good people live by faith in God. They trust in the Lord and do good, Psalms 37:3. Good people show their joy in divine service. Psalms 37:4 reads, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Good people render quiet obedience. The Bible says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass," Psalms 37:5. Good people leave the results to God's care. The psalmist said, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass," Psalms 37 and verse 7. Good people are not willing to take a step without God. They wait on the Lord and keep his way, Psalms 37:34. Good people are free moral agents, creatures of choice, but limited by God's will if we are good. Hebrews 10:36 reads, "For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." Regarding our steps, are they ordered by him? The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Psalms 1, the first two verses. The steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. and God delighteth in His way. Psalms 37:23. He created us in His image and wants us to be good like Him. So God regards good with a special kindness. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him and those that hope in His mercy. Psalms 147 and verse 11. God is pleased because all that good people do is good. The Bible says of Jesus that He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. Acts 10 and verse 38. Good people are good in words, thoughts, and actions. Regarding our words, the Bible says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Colossians 4:6. Regarding our thoughts, the Bible says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. That is, meditate and dwell on these things. Philippians 4:8. Regarding our actions, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. All that good people endeavor to accomplish is directed to building self. Peter said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. All that good people endeavor to accomplish is directed to saving others. Jesus said unto His disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. Matthew 9:37 and 38. Paul said, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. Romans 1:14. All that good people endeavor to accomplish is directed above all to pleasing God. The Bible says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. God delighteth in the way of good people because of their motives to glorify Him. Paul prayed that ye may approve the things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1:10 and 11. One can't glorify God in just any way one desires. God orders exactness. Jesus said, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name have cast out devils, and in Thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity or sin. Matthew 7:22 and 23. God orders by His word. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Psalms 119 and verse 33. God orders exactness in being saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. Where does God say faith only? James 2:24 says, not by faith only. God orders exactness in worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Adding a physical, mechanical instrument is the opposite of spiritual worship. Spiritual worship includes singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. God orders exactness in spiritual work. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8. Where's the order for a lectureship by a college, a publication, or a society? 1 Timothy 3:15. There's no order of any hierarchy of multiple churches. The local church is autonomous, 1 Peter 5:1 and 2. God orders exactness in teaching. The Bible says, but though we, that is the apostles of Jesus in the first century, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Reads Galatians 1, 8 and 9. Would the Mormon or LDS religion have ever gotten started if Joseph Smith was honest and read this passage back in 1830? I suppose if the devil were speaking to Eve on this subject, he would have said, "Ye shall not surely die," or "Ye shall not be accursed." God orders exactness in life by teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly or self-controlled and not loosely in sin. We should live righteously, which is the opposite of wickedness, and we should live godly versus ungodly in this present world, Titus 2:12. Where is the teaching for immorality and impurity of living? Regarding good people, God delights in the fruit of the Spirit of their lives. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Romans 7 and verse 4. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But to do good and to communicate or share, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hebrews 13 and verse 16. Is God delighted in our way individually and collectively? The Bible says good people may fall, but not be utterly cast down. Psalms 37:24. Good people may have misfortune and loss, but not absolute ruin. The Bible says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. So temporary trials are to be expected, but trials have their limit. And remember, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8 and verse 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. The Bible says good people will not be utterly cast down, Matthew 37, 23 and 24. That's because good people choose safety. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, Jesus said in John 10:27-28. If the weak and frail choose safety, they won't be left to self. The Bible says if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, 1 Peter 1:5. If those who choose safety fall into sin, God orders a remedy. He said, "My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." 1 John 2:1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians 6:1. Truly the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Romans 2:4. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:10. For those who choose safety, they have the promise of forgiveness. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his own way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him. And return to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:6-7. The Bible says the Lord upholdeth good people. Not delegated, but personal help. The Hebrew writer said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:16. For in that He Himself has suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. The Lord upholdeth good people, not just occasionally, but constant concern. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Psalms 37:18-19. So why do the righteous count on God's special concern? Good people have assurance which the ungodly do not know. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Reads 1 Peter 3:12. Good people have revelation that the sinner neglects or does not believe in, nor desires. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Reads Romans 8:5-7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. Paul said in Romans 2, 7 through 9. Good people follow that order. Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." 1 Samuel 3, 9 and 10. Paul said, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son." Romans 1 and verse 9. Paul's service to the Lord was according to what saith the Scripture. Romans 4, 3. Good people depend on God's care. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, reads Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27. The psalmist said, "Uphold me according to unto thy word, that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto thy statutes continually." Psalms 119. Verses 116 and 117. The Lord upholdeth good people. Are we fearful we can't make it? Paul prayed that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3:16. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Paul confidently proclaimed, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me," Philippians 4 and verse 13. Let your conversation or conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," Hebrews 13, 5. Good people should mark this passage and read it often. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Good people are in the world, not of it. If ye were of the world, the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. John 15, 19. The context that we've been studying from Psalms 37 teaches good people to trust God, do good, and not worry. The wisdom of Proverbs says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him," which is the opposite of being ashamed of him, "and he shall direct thy paths." Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. In closing, some have never taken the first step into the path of right and safety. For some, Jesus said, "You will not come to me that you might have life," John 5 and verse 40. In Acts 8 and verse 5, the Bible says that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the things concerning the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8 and verse 12. To the Ethiopian eunuch, Philip preached unto him Jesus, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8:35-39. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2:47. If we are not willing to take that first step to life, which is the path of right and safety, are we willing to take that final step to death for all of eternity? The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. David said, truly, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, there is a step between me and God. 1 Samuel 20:3. Become good now through forgiveness. The Bible says, know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Read Romans 6:3-4. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Don't neglect the Lord's invitation. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come while together we stand and sing?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood? Are they white as snow? Oh, be warm.